Don't talk about a creator, just applaud Mother Nature. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan. I'm John Gager. And Alec, when God gets kicked out of a scientific conversation, Mother Nature is ready to make a grand entrance.
John, it's hard for us to fathom the wonder of the world without positing some kind of creative intelligence. When God is automatically ruled out of bounds, then Mother Nature comes to the rescue.
Exactly. But if Mother Nature is just another word for the natural world, then there is no guiding influence. There is no person to applaud.
No, Mother Nature is just an anthropomorphism. That word just means describing something non-human in human terms. Mm-hmm. Whatever is responsible for the natural world, it has all the attributes of personality. Yet apparently, if something looks like a duck and swims like a duck and quacks like a duck, for some reason, it's still not a duck.
So it's really a way of making sense of a world that looks like someone is responsible for it all without really acknowledging the one responsible for it all, right?
Mother Nature makes no moral demands on us. Mother Nature minds her own business. Mother Nature is a far more comfortable companion than the God of the universe who rules over everything, including us. The Bible is clear about the fact God is not hiding. And despite people's protestations, it's easy to see human beings are the ones who keep resisting him. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
That's Christian apologist Alec McClellan with Reason Why, ultimate truth for ordinary people. For more, go to reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.